Moncrief on News Talk.
Bogs are famed for their remarkable preservative qualities, and over the years all sorts of artefacts as well as human remains have been found in them. But the latest discovery is even more remarkable. A massive slab of butter. Micheál Boyle is a farmer in Donegal who made this find. Afternoon, Micheál. Afternoon, Micheál.
How are you?
Not too bad at all, yeah. Now, did you recognise it as butter when you saw it straight away, or what did it look like?
We did, yeah. The minute we unearthed the side of it with the bucket of the digger, I checked it out and I knew straight away by the smell and the texture and everything that it was butter.
Right. And how big is this?
It is in around 600 by 400 by 150 mil deep.
Right. Okay. So that's huge. Like, so that'd be, yeah, what, a couple of kilograms or something like that?
It's in the region of between 20 and 25 kilos.
Oh, God. Now, yeah. Was there any indication that it was in a container previous to that?
There's a few small pieces of wood in the bottom of it, but only two or three little shards of timber. Everything else is gone, like it's just rotted away, I'd say, over time.
Okay, so, that's funny. The wood rotted away, but the butter is...
The butter is perfect. Still has the greasy texture and the smell and everything. Like, it is unmistakable, like, what it is.
And what colour was it?
It was yellow, like, of all the clay and food, like, but you still see the yellowy colour coming out.
Okay, yeah, but like if you touched it, it felt like butter. It wasn't gone hard or anything.
It is. It's a little bit hard, but at the same time, it's like it has the buttery texture. Like it's greasy. Like, and it was very easily distinguished that it's been butter the minute we found it.
That's extraordinary. Now, I suppose the size of it is quite remarkable, but as I understand, your father used to work for Borden Mona back in the day, and this wasn't that uncommon.
They would have often found small pieces, but never would have found anything like of that size, like little tiny pieces.
Right, okay. So people would have used the bog as a place to store it then?
I've been told, like, by my uncles and things that way back years ago, like, that people would have buried butter and all that kind of thing in the bog for... And just to keep it for the year ahead or whatever, it was just preserved in the bog. But it would have been gone back a long, long time ago.
Yeah, okay, so we don't know. I mean, would this be like thousands of years old or just hundreds of years old?
Well, the local archaeologist didn't really know. She said, like, it could be anything from a couple of hundred years. It could be going back to the Bronze Age. They don't know.
Christ.
It went to Dublin yesterday to the National Museum, and they're going to do some studies on it now, and they'll be able to kind of have a fair idea of the age of it.
Okay.
So that's about all I know about it at the minute.
Yeah. What was it flat in it when the, you know, because you were using a digger, so like, was it sticking out, the end of it sticking out, or how did you extract it?
Just where we put the digger down, the bucket of the digger just rubbed along the side of it. It was just... pure fluke that we didn't rip it apart. Like, it was just the way the bucket just touched the side of it and exposed it. And once we got looking a wee bit better, we got it all lifted out into one piece then.
Okay, so did you have to take it out by hand then after that?
Yeah, we cleaned round it and we lifted it out with the bucket of the digger. Then we got it sitting in and lifted it out into one big piece.
Okay, and so was it on your land, Micheál, that you found it?
It was, yeah.
Okay, so you own it?
Yeah.
So can you say now, you know, we're having spuds next Sunday, so we, you know.
I definitely wasn't brave enough to try it out now. There was a few people there, but nobody was brave enough to attempt it.
That would be, yeah. But, well, does anyone offer an opinion that whether it would be edible or not?
Yeah, the local archaeologist, Paula Harvey, up here in Donegal, said that more than likely if you were in the centre of it, that it would still be perfect.
God, that's mad.
There was lots of clay and all around it, and I just wrapped it up again to keep it moist and everything, so we didn't tamper with it too much, but they said it was possibly, if you were in the centre of it, it would be 100% perfect.
Okay, that's fantastic. Micheál, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That's Micheál Boyle there, a farmer in Donegal. Not every day you find a piece of butter that's potentially as old as thousands of years old.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.